The first reading is a reading from the book of the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, Demas, enamored of the present world, deserted me and went to Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Luke is the only one with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is helpful to me in the ministry. I have sent Titus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak I left with Carpus and Troas, and the papyrus rolls, and especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me a great deal of harm, and the Lord will repay him according to his deeds. You too be on your guard against him, for he has strongly resisted our preaching. At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed, and all Gentiles might hear it. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages, and your dominion endures through all generations. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. The Lord is just in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is near who call upon him, who call upon him in truth. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the harvest master to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. And to whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today I am in Montgomery, Alabama, just getting had the opportunity to say Mass. I've been flying all day. Took a rest. I'm giving some talks tonight, and I leave again early in the morning and fly back up to Erie by Pittsburgh and Atlanta and Pittsburgh. Anyway, but as we're sitting there and we begin with this first reading, can you hear the absolute humanity of Paul? Complaining, everybody abandoned him, no one took his side, complaining about Alexander the coppersmith warning others about him. Can you just feel that, you know, the early church, you know, they were all like people. We make the saints statues, but they were far from statues. They sat there and struggled with friends, without friends. They had a hard life, but God was with them. Luke was the one that stayed with Paul, and he needed somebody. We all need people in our lives to even become saints. We cannot be a saint by ourselves. We need the community. We need others. There's no lone rangers in Christianity. You cannot be a saint and a lone ranger. We need each other. Paul needed Luke and the other people. When you go into the gospel, he sent them out two by two. We really sit there and need others to encourage us, to love us, to support us, to help us so that we can all become saints. So, are you trying to do it alone? The saints didn't, especially the biblical saints. Don't you try. Ask God to have people in your life that'll challenge you to be a saint, a great saint, to bring all people to the knowledge of the love of Jesus Christ. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.